Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. Today's podcast, I've got a guest on who has been on previously, but she's got lots of updates on what else she's been working on her property investment journey. It is Sophia Botchewe. Now, if you liked her former episode, you can go back through the episodes and find it. She was actually on with her daughter, and they shared through how they were working in property together, how they could get on in property together, not fall out as a family together. But today, Sophia is on alone. Now, is she on alone because she fell out with her daughter, or is she on alone because her daughter wasn't available? You'll have to wait and see. Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me back.
So great to have you back. So which one is it? Have you fallen out, or are you, is she just not available today?
We still love each other. We're so busy, so she couldn't be here because she's got her hands full. So, we haven't fallen out yet.
Excellent. So what have you been, obviously, just for anyone who hasn't watched the last episode, give us a quick overview of what you had been doing up to the point when you were here previously.
So before I came on the last interview in December last year, we're quite new to property. We only had 3 deals on and we've sourced 12, and we're managing, I think, another 10. But we didn't have any SAs, no rent-to-rent at all. We didn't have any vendor finance or anything like that. So that was 9 months ago. Right. A lot has happened since then. A lot has happened since.
Also, for anyone who's maybe not watched the last episode, what were you doing before you got into property originally?
I'm an accountant by profession. So I was doing accountancy. I got my own accountancy firm that's been running for over 12 years. And I still do accounts. Only not as much now. I've got more staff helping and I'm doing more property. But I'm still an accountant.
Okay. And then you've got your accountancy business, you started scaling the property business. Obviously 9 months ago you came on and you shared about how you were getting that property business off the ground and stuff and what you've done. So what have you done since in the last sort of 9 months?
So we did No Money Down course in November 2021, and we then joined a mastermind, and we started our mastermind in the new year, in March the following year, 2022. And then December we came on the podcast to say how things are going. Between December and now, our portfolio is more than double.
Right, so what type of deals?
We've still managed to get another 5 single lets, buy, refurbish, refinance using investors' funds, and all of them are let. Since October last year till now, we've now got, as of today, we had 7 rent to SAs, which are cash flowing an awful lot of money. Today, while I'm on the mastermind, 2 properties that I put really cheeky offers in yesterday have both been accepted. So we now officially have 9 SAs.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're buying property with investor funds.
Yeah.
And at the same time, renting other people's properties.
Exactly.
Right. So, exactly. The ones that you're buying, are these, a lot of people that are watching this will be thinking, she must be in the cheapest area of the country, she's up north somewhere, where are you investing?
Oh, we're investing in Oxfordshire.
In
Oxfordshire, yeah. So right on our doorstep. Right. One of the things we learn, being in Progressive especially, is to invest on your doorstep, invest in your area. So since joining Progressive, we now only invest in our own area. So the properties are quite expensive, but we always add value. We always find properties that we can add value, then refinance them, give investors back their money, and then keep the properties.
So for anyone who's maybe listening to this or watching this and they're thinking, how do you get investors to want to invest in you, especially in expensive areas? So what type of people are funding the deals for you?
People with money in the bank, maybe they own businesses or they've been investing themselves for a while. They don't want to buy any more properties themselves. They're cash rich, time poor. So the money is sitting there and they want to get a better return on their money. I network a lot. I talk to a lot of people. I show people what I'm doing. As you know, I'm always on social media. I'm on Facebook showing what I'm doing. And they want to get a better return on their money, and we can give them that. So it's easier for us, and it's easier for them. When we buy cash, it speeds up the purchasing process. And then it's easier to then refinance it to pay the investors. We typically pay quite good return, anything between 6 to 7%, which is, in this market at the moment, is quite good.
Now, for anyone who's watching this thinking, oh, that's great for you, but like I'm at the beginning of my journey, I can't get anybody to lend me money because I've got no experience. What would you say to those?
I've had people who I've never met, total strangers, on Facebook. Or when we did a podcast in December with you, a lady who actually listened to the podcast found us on social media. Up till now, I've never met her. She contacted us and said, I loved your podcast. I love what you're doing. I've got some money in the bank. Do you want it?
They didn't even offer me that.
No, I was quite surprised to say yes. So we did an agreement. She shows us a proof of fund. We did our sort of like due diligence and anti-money laundering.
Yeah.
And she transferred the money to us. And she sort of like offered a 7% return. So never even met her. We still haven't met her. But it's amazing. It's amazing. It's just showing people what you do, showing your credibility. So even if you haven't got any deals, if you haven't done this before, just let people know how passionate you are about what you're doing. And that makes a big difference.
Yeah. So drive, determination, passion over needing money get started.
Definitely. Drive and determination is the key. More than experience or knowledge is important as well, obviously, because I'm part of the mastermind. I attend Progressive a lot. Even though I've done Misopi, I still come to Misopi to try and refresh my experience, my knowledge.
Right. So for anybody listening to this, Misopi means multiple streams of property income. So multiple streams of property income is a 3-day event that Progressive run. If anybody's listening or watching this and you're interested in getting to a multiple streams of property income, then maybe comment below, or if you're on the podcast and you can't comment below, there'll be a link in the description or something where you can check out a little bit more information about multiple streams of property income. So just go to the description, check it out, or get in touch with the Progressive office. But networking, you touched a lot on. So I know over the last while you've done a lot of networking, and then you've recently decided to, rather than go to lots of networking, which I guess you probably still do, but decided to start to host your own networking event.
Yeah, so
how did that come about?
So after I got used to coming to Progressive, I heard about Progressive's networks, you know, and I tried to find the nearest one to me. But I couldn't find one. The nearest one was an hour away in Milton Keynes. So I start going there. First event, I loved it. So I carry on going every single month by month, meeting more people, enjoying it. And I thought, why isn't one in my area? So I then ask about starting one in my area, which obviously Progressive said yes, I'm so excited about. So if I found a venue, and August the 10th, Progressive Property Network Oxford officially launched, to a room packed of people, good speakers. We had the most amazing time. So I started my own network, and it's going really, really well. And this happens on the second Thursday of each month. It's at the Oxfordshire Golf and Spa Hotel, and it's at 6:30. The next one is on the 12th of October, so it's the second Thursday of each month. Absolutely amazing. So I'm still going to Milton Keynes and the other networks as well. Because it's still new people, different people.
So what's it like as a difference, say, hosting your own event than attending another one?
It's exciting. It's exciting being in front. It really is. And hosting my own means that I actually have...
You have to show up, first of all.
You have to show up. You can't pretend you're not feeling up to it. You have to go. But I love going. I really do. And I'll get investors coming to my network. I'm meeting more potential business partners and JV partners. And it's exciting. It's only the beginning month so far, but I've got big plans. I'm creating a network in my own area. One of the things we do in my network is called Spotlight on Local Talent. So I'm getting local property investors to come and talk at my network on their challenges, what they're doing, what they've done, what journey they want to follow. We had our first spotlight this last week, and it was brilliant. It was really good. Yeah.
Awesome. So what else are you What's the next plan? What else are you working on? What's the bigger goal, the bigger aim?
The bigger goal is we want to carry on growing our portfolio, employ more people as I'm doing. I'm giving work to the local community. I'm getting well known by a lot of people. But I've also recently just bought my own estate agent.
Oh, wow. Okay. How did that come about?
My keynote speaker that I had, who was inundated with questions by everyone. I knew him before, that's why I invited him along. And he runs an estate agent franchise,
right,
which is really growing very fast, really, really popular. And he's got more than 40 in the north, in Kent and Essex area, yeah. And he's looking to grow his franchise. And he hasn't got one in Oxfordshire. So I decided, why not? Instead of going to find landlords and get deals, I could have open access to all of those deals. People who want to sell their property, I'll get a first hand in.
So you've got a networking event, an accountancy firm, an estate agency, you're doing rent to rents, and you're purchasing properties,
yeah,
and you're networking like crazy.
Yes.
What would you say to anybody who's listening to this right now and they're saying, oh, but I'm busy in a job, I don't have enough time, I can't do anything. What would you say to them?
It's all about priority. It's about planning. Everyone have got time. It's what is important to you. If you want to change your surroundings, you want to change, you know, your life, you can't say you haven't got time. I know people who tells me, oh, I haven't got time, I can't do this. And I know they sit there and watch TV for 5-6 hours every single night. I know they do. I spend an hour in the morning looking for properties. I spend an hour in the afternoon just making calls and an hour to go and view properties. So it doesn't take a lot of hours, really. Mm. It's about planning and fitting it in. You can make time if you want to. It's all about how much you want to change what you're doing.
The breakdown in terms of your day-to-day with Danica, your daughter, what do you do in your days? You mentioned there about your 3 hours and what you do.
Yeah.
Are you still running the accountancy
firm? I'm still running the accountancy firm. I'm doing about 40% accountancy, right. 40% property,
yeah,
and 20% networking and me, right, spending time. I love traveling, so I go traveling as well. My niece recently joined us as well in June.
Oh, wow, so it's really family business, huh?
Yeah, so yeah. She's a teacher, a secondary school teacher, and she just loved how happy Danica is leaving law and working with me. So she approached me about joining, and she joined us in June as well.
So what did they both do then, your daughter and your niece?
So my niece focuses on our social media.
Okay.
That's why our social media presence has grown so much as well. And also managing the SAs. I mean, for example, today they're setting up our new SA ready for guests for next week. It's not even ready, but we've already got 4 months booking, right, for that direct booking. So they're busy setting that up. Danica manages the singlets. And then I have a couple of other staff who help as well. We have an interior designer who goes and buy all the furniture and everything else. Again, she's a local person. So yeah, we're keeping really busy and everyone's really, really happy.
So that's where you're at now, but you're a couple of years in. For anybody who's right at the start of their journey and they're at home watching this or listening to this and they're thinking, that's amazing, that sounds overwhelming, I don't have a team, I don't have a daughter, I don't have a niece, I don't have an interior designer. How do they get started?
When I started on my own, obviously. I didn't have a team. I just planned my time I would do an hour searching for properties. I spent an hour going to view them. And I put offers in almost everything I see. Cheeky offers. I've had 2 cheeky offers accepted today. And then the rest of the time, just setting up and so forth. So it's all about planning. I didn't actually have a team or even have my daughter on board until I'm on property number 5.
Right.
So it's all about the system and planning. And because we're getting so big and so fast, I still do sourcing for investors as well, which we manage for them, which is why I now have a team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so anyone could start, really, at any time.
Okay, so what was your, I guess, biggest challenges in getting going and scaling?
I think my biggest challenge and scaling really was that there were so many deals out there. Because I was busy viewing and making offers and sourcing, I was getting more deals than I could handle. You know, so that's my biggest challenge. Oh, I want to do more.
That's really interesting. So you're in an expensive area like Oxfordshire, and you're saying your biggest challenge is there's so many deals out there. Mm. And I see a lot of people, especially on social media, and they say there's no deals out there. How do we find deals, etc.? So is it that there's no deals out there, or is it that people are not looking for the deals?
People are not looking for the deals. There's so many deals out there. So many. There's so many estate agents, so many properties. So it's just putting in the time.
Do you just do estate agents, or do you do direct to vendor?
No,
as
I do direct to vendor, advertise on social media, I make phone calls. I will go on Open Rent, find direct landlords, give them a call, talk to everyone I see. I mean, I've had two of my properties was through my church.
Right.
Just people knowing what I do, just said, oh, I want to sell my house. Are you interested?
Yeah.
So just telling everyone what you do, really, you know, not just estate agents.
That's really interesting, because I meet a lot of people, and the first thing is they're all afraid about telling people what they do. And I can't let the people at church know, and I can't let the people at work know, and I can't let the neighbors know, and I can't let my family know. And they don't tell anybody. So, what would you say to people who are afraid of telling anybody? What deep down, what do you think the real reason they don't tell people is? And what would you say to them to get out of their own way?
They probably think if they tell people and they don't succeed, people will laugh at them. But you can't worry about what, because it's the people who are going to be laughing at you are the ones you don't have to worry about. The people who actually cares about you, the ones who actually will support you. When they know what you're doing, they'll actually will go out their way to find deals for you, to offer you money, to get investors for you. So it's really more important to let people know what you're doing than not letting people know, but than hiding what you're doing. It's really, really important. I've got deals, I've had investors because people know what I'm doing. In my local community, every time someone mentions anything to do with property, my name comes up. I'm tagged into properties all the time. I'm just in the middle of sourcing a property for a lady in my area. Because I was tagging into her needing help. And I'm in the middle of doing that for her right now.
So tell everybody what you do. Don't be shy, tell everybody what you do, and you'd be surprised what will start to happen if you do. So the juggling everything time-wise, do you have a system that you use to prioritize time in terms of the networking, the sourcing, the accountancy firm, etc. How is, I know it's, I just do this, but if somebody's saying, well, how do I fit more into the diet? Do you have any like top tips you give them for actually managing their time better?
Yeah, it's a calendar.
And getting it to fit in?
Yeah, I use a calendar, but I also try not to waste time. It was really interesting, even though I thought I was being efficient before. After I read Rob Moore's book,
Life Leverage.
I love that one as well. Routine Equal Results.
Oh, right, yeah.
I read that, and then it talk about every 2 hours, stop what you're doing, and then write down exactly what you've done in the last 2 hours, and do that over a 3 week period. And I realized, oh, I'm actually wasting quite a lot of time, things that are not really productive. So I start getting rid of those and start being a bit more productive. And I realize actually there's a lot of hours in a day. You only sleep for 8 hours. You know, you still got loads of hours. You can get a lot done in the rest of that time. So that's what I've done really, be a bit more productive with my time.
We are right now, it is September, mid-September. Mm. There's a lot of fear out there. A lot of people either worried about interest rates and worried about a property market crash and a cost of living crisis and struggles and so on. For anyone who's listening, thinking, is now a good time to do property? How do they time the market? When should they be looking at property? Can they get started with no money, etc.? What would you say to them?
This is actually the best time to get into property, the absolute brilliant time to get into property, because the market is the way it is. There's actually a lot more deals out there. And if you haven't got any money, you're really lucky, because you can actually start without money at the moment. There's a lot of rent-to-rent deals. There's a lot of lease option deals that you can have, because the non-professionals or the non-investors are worried about the market. So those like us who have been trained, know what we're doing, is the best time for us. this is because of times like this, I'm able to get two deals in a day on the rent to rent. I have guests already lined up to come in into the property. So I'm going to be controlling two properties extra from this week alone that I don't even own yet. But what I do with my rent to rent is that I put in a clause to, if the landlord wants to sell in the future, then I have first refusal to buy it, which means that I could build a cash flow, that the deposit that I need from the cash flow, and then use it to buy it later on, which will help build my portfolio.
How important has the training and the knowledge you've got at Progressive been to you?
Oh, phenomenal. I can't believe how much my life has changed in a very, very short time. From the 2021 October that I found Progressive to the time now, in less than 2 years, I've built a huge portfolio. I've raised more than £1.4 million in investors' funds. I've got 9 rent to SAs. I'm middle of doing a vendor finance and tenant buyer, which is in legals at the moment. And I've got 7 new properties in my area, which I didn't have before. I couldn't believe how much things have changed. And I've got my PPN, obviously, as well. I didn't know any of this, none of this at all. I didn't have no knowledge until then. I wish I knew all of this 10 years ago, or even in the previous property crash in 2008. But I just can't believe how much things have changed for me and my family in less than 2 years. It's insane.
If somebody had said to you day one when you walked in the door at Progressive 2 years ago that you'd be sitting here now talking about what you've done in the last 2 years, what would you have said?
I'd be telling them to get lost. I'd be like, don't be silly. But Miss Hoppy really has changed our lives. Really has changed our lives. My daughter just moved into a new property, so that's her third one as well. The other two are rented out. She's doing a job that she loves in her own hours, in her own time, and yeah, really good.
So I'm going to put some pressure on you.
Go on then, Kevin.
Here's what we're going to do.
Go on then, Kevin.
I'm going to put you under pressure where I think we should get her back in maybe another year's time and see how much further she has come in her journey.
I would love to.
To see how far you've got to.
I would love to.
So if people want to reach out to you and find you, obviously you've got PPN Oxford, which is when?
PPN Oxford, second Thursday of each month.
Where is it?
It's at the Oxfordshire Golf Hotel in Oxfordshire. It's also on social media, Facebook, PPN Oxford is there. Sophia Botchway or Sophia Lambert Holmes, you can't miss me. Just search for me and you'll be able to find me.
Awesome. Really appreciate you coming in and sharing an update on your journey. You have been listening to Sophia Botchway. She's absolutely smashing it. A massive, massive increase in what she's been doing in the last few months from when we had her on last. Let's get her back on in the future and see how far further she has taken it. So you've been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. It's on iTunes. It's also on Stitcher. It's out every single week. There's lots of episodes, including Sophia's previous one. So I've been Kevin McDonald. She's been Sophia Botchway. You've been amazing. I'll see you next week.